Today's shiur is Masechta Yuma Daf Chaf, and we're going to begin on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis at the Mishnah on the second wide line. So as we've been speaking, the Kohen Gadol was asked to remain up the whole night of Yom Kippur, that he shouldn't have an emission of carry. Bikish l'snamnei, if the Kohen Gadol started dozing off, Pirchei Kahuna. So there's two pshatim in Pirchei Kahuna. One pshat is that all kahanim are called Pirchei. Pirchei usually means young, vibrant. All kahanim are considered Pirchei because, as we have many times in Shas, kahanim's rizimhein. Kahanim are considered vibrant individuals. Another pshat is usually Pirchei Kahana considered the young kahanim. And there's a beautiful word for Rameh Shapiro. Rameh Shapiro says that these were the young kahanim. And here we're dealing with the Kohen Gadol, the most choshva person. So says Rameh Shapiro, the lesson from this Mishnah is that even if you're just a young Kohen, you're a young individual, but if you see that you have to do something, don't take the approach, who am I? If the Kohen Gadol is starting to fall asleep and he's supposed to remain up all night, you have to go wake him up. Pirchei Kohanim, Makan Lefona Be'etz Betzreda. They used to make noise with their finger. We'll explain in the Gemara exactly what that meant. Bermler used to tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, our master Kohen Gadol, Amoid Vafoig Achas Al Ritzpa. So there's two ways of learning this line. One way is Amoid, get up, Vahofig Atzpa, put one foot on the floor, the cold marble floor of the Beis HaMikdash, and that'll wake you up. But the way most Rishonim learn, and that's why it seems that the Gemara teaches us, Amoid Vafoig, first of all, get up and get out of bed. That'll wake you up. And then achas, do something unique that'll serve again to wake you up. And the Gemara will describe what he did. And so they kept him busy until the time of Shechita came, where he started doing the Avodah of Yom Kippur. There's a beautiful hesped that was said by Ramey Shapiro on the Chavetz Chaim based on the last two Mishnayos that we learned. We all know that Chavetz Chaim was a Kohen Gadol. So Rameh Shapiro said on a hesped for the Chavetz Chaim, Ishi Kohen Gadol, the Chavetz Chaim, who was the Kohen Gadol of our generation, when he passed away, and he goes to the Olam Emes, he asks him, Amoid, even though you're becoming now an Oymid, we know when a person leaves this world, he's no longer a Hoylich, he's an Oymid, still by fake Achetz al Ritzpah. Remember us people who are still here on the Ritzpah, who are still here on this world. And what did they teach him? So he goes back to the previous Mishnah. They taught him Eiv. Eiv speaks about, Eiv was the paradigm of a person who had Tzoris. Remember that Klal Yisrael is in Tzoris, and the Mishnah ends off, Harbei, Pom Harbei Karisi Lefonim B'Daniel. Remember about Daniel. Daniel speaks about the Gula. Davin, when you now are in the Olam HaEmes, that we should have a Gula Shleima. And he could still daven for us, the Chavetz Chaim. We still have Tzaris, and we still need a Gula. My Tzardis. We learned in the Mishnah that he made noise with the finger. Amar Rav Yehuda, Tzarsa Dada. The finger, which is a Tzara, which is a competitor to another finger. My He, which finger? To the Goydel. So the way Rashi explains, it's talking about the index finger. The index finger is the finger next to the thumb, so to speak, the competitor, and they made a noise by putting the index finger on the thumb. However, most Rishonim learn that the finger in question is the middle finger, and that's how you snap your fingers, the middle finger with the thumb. And the reason it's called a tzara to the thumb, the Ben Yoyod explains, is because it keeps on clapping on it, so it keeps on hurting the thumb. So it's called a tzara to the thumb. Machir Rav Huna once showed in the yeshiva demonstration how a sound was produced by snapping the finger. The noise permeated the whole yeshiva. They told him, Kohen Gadol, hafeg achas al ritzpa. Om Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak explained, al chadas, do something new, do something unique that will keep you up. Mayhi, what does that mean? Om lay achvi ki, to show how kida is done. Kida means that he laid out flat, that he laid himself, prostrated himself flat on the floor. And by doing that and exerting himself, he woke up. So we learned in the Mishnah, Omasikin Hasoi Achi Giz Man Shechita. And they kept him busy till this Man Shechita. Tanya. Tanya, we learned in a Brayso, Loya Masikin Hasoi Loi B'Nevel V'Loi B'Chinor. They didn't play an instrument, El B'Peh. They used to sing a song. Maya Oimrim. They read from Tehillim, the Shir HaMalos. Im Hashem Lo Yivne Bayis. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't build this house, Shav Amoloi Boinoi Boi. It's waste all of our effort. So the Tver Shleim explains why Dafka this Pasuk. So he says a beautiful pshat. We've been learning and will continue to learn how much effort was put in to the Kohen Gadol should remain up Yom Kippur by night. And how we davened and tried that this, the avoid of Yom Kippur should come out successful. But at the end of the day, Im Hashem lo yivne bayis, if a person doesn't have siyata deshmaya, shav amoloi, all your work is for nothing. At the end of the day, we require to have siyata deshmaya. The Paiskim discuss that our Gemara just said that they didn't play an instrument to keep the Kohen Gadol up. Even though the halacha is ain't shvus b'migdash, and this Rabbanan doesn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash. However, certainly if we don't have to do a shvus, we don't do it. So we could keep him up by singing, we don't play an instrument. So the Paiskim say, based on this, l'halacha l'maisa, if it would be awesome with the Rabbanan to snap a finger on Yom Kippur, then we would not be allowed to do it either, because we're learning now that if you have a mutter way, a permitted way of keeping it up, you're not allowed to even do a Rabbanan. So from here there may be a raya, there may be proof that you're allowed to snap your fingers on Shabbos Yontif. Continues the Gemara. Miyakir Yerushalayim, the Chosh, the distinguished people of Yerushalayim, Lo Yoshen Kol Laila, did not sleep the entire night of Yom Kippur, Kidei Sheyishma Kohen Gadol Kol Havara, in order that Kohen Gadol should hear the noise of the being up and learning, V'loitei Shinech Hatvasai, and he won't fall asleep from that noise. Tanya B'Shol Oimer, Af B'Gvulo Hay Oisekein, even outside Yerushalayim, they had a custom to remain up the entire night of Yom Kippur, Zeich LeMikdash. Just like the Beis HaMikdash people remained up, so too outside Beis HaMikdash, El Shoya Chaitin. They didn't stay up learning, so they came to do Aveira. Omar Bai Vitem Rav Nachman Be Yitzchak, Targuma, let's explain which city is the Gemara talking about, Nahado. Domle El Yol Rav Yehuda Achved Rav Salach Sida. El Yol said to Rav Yehuda, Amri Samai Lo Yosem Mashiach. You always ask me why Mashiach doesn't come. I'll give you an answer. Today is Yom Kippur. The people were up all night, Yom Kippur by night, and they were socializing. And from that socializing, people came to have relations on Yom Kippur by night, which is certainly awesome. How does the Kodesh Baruch Hu respond to this situation that people are doing this? So he says, L'pesach chatas roivitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Pasuk in Parashas Bereishis, that a person was created with a Yetzirah. So that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, defends Klal Yisrael. He says, yes, they're doing an Aveira, but that is the way people were created with a Yetzirah, and I understand that it's difficult for them to overcome the Yetzirah. The Torah Tamima says, Pshat in the Gemara this way. He says, the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin says, why didn't Mashiach come yet? Where is Mashiach? So Gemara says Mashiach is on the gates of Rome. And when will he come? As soon as Klal Yisrael does tshuva. So that was the dialogue, explains the Torah Tamima. They asked him why Mashiach doesn't come. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, L'Pesach. Mashiach is sitting right by the gate. B'chat Tzroivitz, if Klal Yisrael are doing Averis, they're having relations on Yom Kippur, do you expect Mashiach to come? V'sot my Omar. So he asks, and how does the Satan react to this? Omle Satan b'yoyim et kippurei lesle rishus lestunei. The Satan doesn't have the right to speak bad on Yom Kippur. But the Mefarshim explained, he doesn't have the right to speak bad about a virus that are done on Yom Kippur. However, about a virus that are done all year round, that's what the Satan does on Yom Kippur. He tries to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu about those avirus. Ask the Gemara Mai, how do we know that the Satan doesn't have the right to say bad about Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur? Amar Rami Bachama, Hasotan, the word Hasotan is Gematria Tlas Mei Veshitin V'Arbahava. It's 364. Tlas Mei Veshitin V'Arbah Yomi, 364 days of the year, Islay Rishus Alastune. He has the right to say bad about Klai Yisrael. However, Yom Dikapure on Yom Kippur, Leslay Rishus Alastune, he doesn't have the right to say bad. So there are a number of issues to discuss when we learn this Gemara. Firstly, the Mefarshim ask, what is the word Hasotin? His name is not Hasotin, his name is Sotin. So how do we add those five, days? That number five. So the Mashah says that whenever in Nach we find the Sotin bringing destruction, he's called Hasotin. So that's why we use the word Hasotin. The Yarus Tavash gives a different answer. The Yarus Tavash says, the Pasuk says, L'kachta l'chem b'yoyim arishin, on the first day you should take the Dalin Minim. Kapas Tamarim, Arvei Nochel, Priyei Tzadar. So the Medrash, the Gemara asks, V'chi Rishon hu? It's not the first day. Tezvav hu? Sukkos is Tezvav b'nisan. A Rishon l'cheshben avoinus. That the first day of account of Averis. Why is it the first day? Because in the 4 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, there's no time to do Averis. You're busy with the Talaminim, building a Sukkah, getting ready for Yontif. So it is 4 more days where people don't do Averis. So that's how you have 5. That's the 5 days that are accounted for in the Hasotin. Another teretz that I saw is that the Sotin works in 2 manners. One way is that it's overt. He comes and tells a person to do an Avera. And another way he does his work is he tries to convince a person that what he's telling him to do is really a mitzvah. When the Sotin doesn't have the ability on Yom Kippur to convince us to do Averis, is Hasotin, the one that's obvious. So nobody's going to do an obvious Avera Yom Kippur. But the Avera, which he tries to fool us as a mitzvah, that he even does on Yom Kippur. So Hasotin, only that Sotin doesn't work on Yom Kippur, not the other Sotin. But now there's another question. The solar year has 365 days. But we follow the lunar year. And the lunar year only has 354 days. So why is the Gemara going with the lunar year, not with the solar year, not with the lunar year? So one answer is that the lunar year is not a constant 354 days. It could be 353, it could be 355. The solar year is always 364 days. So the Gemara wanted to use a number which is constant. Another teretz I saw is because the Medrash says that the Seres Yimei Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel, works overtime. Usually HaKadosh Baruch Hu only sits bedin on Klal Yisrael until 6 hours in the day. On the Seres Yimei Tshuva, he sits all day bedin. So we have as if 10 more days in the year. So that's how we got up to the number 364, and that's why we take off 1 day. So the Be'er Mayim Chaim asks the question, if the Sotin doesn't have any power on Yom Kippur, he doesn't do his job on Yom Kippur, so how does it come out that people do Averis on Yom Kippur? We do an Avera because the Yetzer Hara tries to convince us to do an Avera. But if he's off on Yom Kippur, so why are people doing Averis? So he says, people do Averis on Yom Kippur because they're used to it. It becomes already their nature to do these Averis, so even without a Yetzer Hara, they do the Avera. And that's why the Mefarshim say that an Avera committed on Yom Kippur is a lot worse than an Avera committed all year round. Because all year round, the person has an excuse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you put into me a Yetzer Hara that tried to convince me to do an Avera. But on Yom Kippur, a person doesn't have that excuse. So if he does an Avera on Yom Kippur, it's a lot worse. And no, the Sotin doesn't work. But that doesn't mean you don't do Averis. So if you do an Avera, it's a lot worse. But the Miri, just to end off this Gemara, shows us, look at the power of a Yom Kippur. And that Yom Kippur is the greatest day of the year. The only day of the year that we could have a little menucha, we could have a rest from the Yetzer Hara, is Yom Kippur. So we should appreciate and take advantage of the Yom Kippur. The first thing that was done every day in the Beis HaMikdash was Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen means that they took either a shovelful or a fistful of ashes and put it on a spat which is 3 tefachim away from the kevis. 3 tefachim away from the ramp going up to the mizbeach. Says the Mishnah, B'chol yoyim, tarmas mizbeach, every day they did trumas adeshin, b'kriyas agever. Kriyas agever, as we will learn, we'll see in the Gemara, there's two pshatim, but either means right around the time of Alois HaShachar. I samach loy beim lefana beim b'akrov. Around the time of dawn, a little before, a little after. However, Yom Kippurim, on Yom Kippur, it was done earlier. It was done already mechatzos. Uberigolim, on a yontif, where there was a lot of kabonis, it was done already mishmeir rishoyna. We'll recall that we learned in Masech the Brachas that the night is divided into three mishmeiris, into three shifts, 4 hours each, so that if the night is an equal night of 6 to 6, that would be at 10 p.m. Says the Mishnah, for lehoisa kriyas agever magas, before kriyas agever took place on the regolim, at shehoisa azora malei Yisrael, the Zorah was already full of people. And we'll explain in the Gemara why all the people were there, because there were so many Kabbonis brought on Yontif, everybody wanted to come to bring his carbon. The Michas Chinuch says it was strictly the Sholosh Regolim, no other time, not Rosh, even Rosh Hashanah, then it was not that early. The Gemara begins to discuss the following Shiloh. We know, and we'll discuss it more now, that during the night, every night in the Beis HaMikdash, there was Hector Averin. Hector Averin means that the limbs of the Kabonois that were brought during the day were burnt at night. There's a machloikis in the Achroinim, what is the proper way of doing it. Some Achroinim explain that really Hector Averin should take place during the day, like all other Avoidas take place during the day. However, the Torah gives us a dispensation to allow it being done at night. That's one approach. Another approach is just the opposite, that the proper time for Hector Averim is at night. And a third approach, which the Avni Nezer says, is that the Avarim of the Kabbonis that were brought during the day should be burnt by day. And the Avarim of the Kabbonis that were brought later in the day should be burnt at night. So the halacha is that if a limb is on the Mizbeach and it flies off the Mizbeach, if it's already completely burnt, so it should, you don't put it back on. If on the other hand it's completely not burnt, it's still meat on it, it should be replaced on the Mizbeach. The discussion our Gemara is going to begin, and actually we have a similar sugya in Masechta Zvachim, is if the limb that fell off has meat on it still, but the meat is hard already. What is the status of that limb? Should it be returned to the Mizbeach to be completed, to be burnt, or does it not get returned to the Mizbeach? Says the Gemara, Tanan Hosam, the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim says, Avrim Shepaku Mi'alga Mizbeach, the slim that has on it hardened meat that flew off the Mizbeach. The halach is, Kaidim Chatzois, if it's before Chatzois, Yachser, it should be returned to the Mizbeach. O Mi'alamboy, and if somebody goes and uses that meat for his own private purpose, he has transgressed Mi'ila. We have that many times, Mi'ila Behegdish, if you use Hegdish for your own purposes. Lach chatzois. If on the other hand it flew off after chatzois, lo yachzer, it's not considered that you did me'ila the emir island by it, because it doesn't have to be returned. Ask the Gemara, not immediately. What is this time of chatzois that we say there's a difference of a flew off before chatzois or a flew off after chatzois? Amarat, Suravi answers. Kosev echroimer. One pasuk says, "Kol alayla v'hikter." That the night, the entire night is the time for burning the Avrim. The Kosev Echad Omer, and another pasuk says, Kol Alayla V'Hirim. The entire night is the time for doing Trumas Hadeshin. So what is it? Is it the time for Trumas Hadeshin, or is it the time for Hector? Hakeit said, how do we reconcile these two psukim? Chalkeyu. Chetzil Haktara. The first half of the night is the time for Haktara. And therefore, if this limb flew off the Mizbeach before Katzois, return it. The Chetzi in the second night is Laharoma. That's already time for Trumas Hadeshin. And if the limb flew off, you don't return it. Master of Kahana, asked Rav Kahana, on what Rav just taught us. We just learned in our Mishnah, B'chol Yoyim Tarmas Mizbeach B'Kriyas Agever. Every day the time for Trumas Hadeshin was at Kriyas Agever. Oy Samach Loy, Bein Milfana Bein Lachrov. Either a little before or a little after. B'yom Kippurim, we explain, this man was Mechatzois. B'rigolim, we explain, when was this man? Mashmoy Rishoyna. At the end of the first shift. Ask the Gemara, V'salkadaitach. If what Rav just taught us is correct, the mechatzois the raisihi, that the zman for trumas adoshin begins at chatzois. So the question is, haichim magdimin, how can we do trumas adoshin on yontif from Ashmer Rishoyna? It's before the zman. As we explained in the Mishnah, Ashmer Rishoyna represents 10 p.m. Chatzois is 12 a.m. So how could they have done it before the zman? Now Tosfos includes the words v'heichem achrinon. What does v'heichem achrinon mean? Tosfos explains that if this man is by chatzois, so why every day of the year, asks the Gemara, do we only wait to do Trumas Adeshin by Kriyas HaGever, which we explain is around Alois HaShachar? We should have done it earlier. It's the reason Magdim LaMitzvahs. If you have the ability to do a mitzvah from chatzois, why wait till Alois HaShachar? So Tosfos includes that as the Gemara's kasha. Rashi doesn't include that as the Gemara's kasha. So the Siach Yitzchok explains why doesn't Rashi agree that that's a legitimate question. So he says two reasons why Rashi didn't agree with Tosfos. One reason he says is that even though there's a concept of Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs, that you should get up early to do a mitzvah, there's never a concept of Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs before day begins. Why? He says, what is the Makar, what is the source for Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs? When Avram got up early to take Yitzchak to the Akedah, when did Avram get up early in the morning? He got up in the morning. For Yashkem Avram, Babaiker, in the morning. So we see that Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs is never before the morning. So that's why he says, even if Zrizim Magdim, we don't have to get up before our lives. That's one reason the Siach Yitzchak says Rashi doesn't agree with Tosfos. Another reason Rashi doesn't agree with Tosfos is more of a Lomdish reason, the Siach Yitzchak explains. He says that we have all these limbs on the Mizbeach. The longer you wait, the more they could get burnt. So if we're going to do Trumas Adeshin Bechatzois, not all of the limbs were burnt. That's why Rashi doesn't think that we should get up early, do it earlier. Because if we do it earlier, the limbs will not have been burnt. So the Mefarshim explain, what, according to this reason, what is the Machloikus of Rashi and Tosfos? So there's a Shaila from Aaron Kotler in the Mishnah of Aaron. What is the Malacha, what is the Avoida of Trumas Adeshin? He says there's two ways of looking at it. One way of looking at it is that every day there's one of the avoiders is you have to do Trumas Adeshin. You have to take off the ash. That's how Tosfos learns. As long as there's ash and I can take off a fistful or a shovelful of ash, I've done the malacha. Rashi learns that the ash has to be taken off after the limbs are burnt. In other words, we burn the limbs and then take the ash. So therefore we have to wait for all the limbs to be burnt. So that's why we have to wait to do Trumas Adeshin later. Elam Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan has a different approach to this entire issue. Mimash Mishanem Kol HaLaila. The Pasuk says that Hector Evarim should take place all night. So then the Pasuk says, Kol HaLaila Araboiker. So if it says that the Hector Evarim should take place all night, any day Shu Araboiker, so it's obvious that it's done till the morning. Ma tam aloim ad abayker. What did the Torah specifically have to say ad abayker? To teach us, tain baiker lebayker shalayla. That the Torah is telling us that there's an earlier zman for Hector Hevorim. What does that mean? Hilkach. B'chol yoyim tarmenes mizbeach. Every day we should... So what is the earlier zman? The earlier zman is for chatzos. So let's understand Rabbi Yochanan before we go further. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Pasuk is not talking about Trumas Adeshin. Trumas Adeshin could take place all night. Trumas Adeshin could take place all night. Hector Avarim, the Torah says, two psukim, Kol HaLaila, which would mean till the morning, and then it says Araboiker. What is the Torah trying to accomplish with adding Araboiker? It adds till Chatzois, and that's where we have this man, that if the Aver, with the hard meat, flew off the Mizbeach before Chatzois, it should be returned. If it's after Chatzos, it doesn't have to be returned. However, regarding Trumas Adeshin, Hilkach, Trumas Adeshin could be done all night long. So our question is answered. That's why we could do Trumas Adeshin on Yontif already from Dashmer Rishayna. Because Apidin, Trumas Adeshin could be done all night. And therefore, B'chol Yom Tarmas Mizbeach, B'kriyas Agever, We do it every day. The Kriya Sagev Oy Samach Loi Beim Lefano Beim Laachrif. Psagya. There's enough time. B'yom Kippurim. Now let's stop here and understand. But Tosfos is Kasha. If it could be done all night, why do we wait till the morning? So the Sich Yitzchak explains, we have to try to understand how to answer Tosfos' teretz. So the Sich Yitzchak explains, according to Tosfos, when the Tosfos say that we should do Truma Sedeshin by Chatzos, when the Torah specifically told us that the Zman is Chatzos. So the Torah told us specifically the Zman is Chatzos. So Tosfos says, Zrizim Magdim La Mitzvos, why wait till Kriyas Agever? But now the Rabbi Yochanan is explaining that the Torah doesn't give us a Zman. The Torah leaves it up to our discretion every day based on our needs. And that's why the whole year, where we don't have any reason to do it earlier, we do it by Kriyas Agever. But Yom Kippurim, where we have Ikka Chulsh of the Kohen Gadol, where it is the weakness of the Kohen Gadol in question, Avdir Mechatzos. So there's a lot of ways of explaining this line. The simple way of explaining this line is that the Kohen Gadol has to do, as we've been learning, and we'll spend a lot of time in this Masechta learning, all of the Avodah Yom Kippur. So since he has to do all of the Avodah Yom Kippur, we want to give him an opportunity not to get tired. So we tell him to do the Truma Sedeshin already by Chatzos, and then he can even have a little chance to rest before he gets to do all of the Avodah. But this is based on an assumption that the Kohen Gadol does the Truma Sedeshin. However, many Rishonim disagree, and they say that Truma Sedeshin is not a specific Avodah unique to Yom Kippur, and therefore does not have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Rather, Chush the Kohen Gadol means something else. Chush the Kohen Gadol means we know that the Kohen Gadol is going to have to do all the Avodah Yom Kippur. The earlier he starts his Avodah, the earlier he'll finish. As the day of Yom Kippur, as we know, gets on, it gets harder to work. It gets harder because he's fasting. So because the Kohen Gadol is going to get weak, we ask the Kohanim. The Kohen Gadol is not going to do Truma Sedeshin. The Kohanim are going to do Truma Sedeshin. But we ask the Kohanim to do the Truma Sedeshin earlier, so the Kohen Gadol could start his work earlier and be able to finish it earlier. That's the second pshat. The Ritva has a third pshat. He takes out the word Chush the Kohen Gadol. His giras is Chush the Kohen. That the Kohen is weak. We expect the Kohanim to do Truma Sedeshin, but they too are fasting. And the earlier in the day we ask them to do the Truma Sedeshin, they're less weak. They haven't fasted that long. And that's why Yom Kippur we ask him to do the Truma Sedeshin by Chatzos. Uber Golem, on Yontif, the Nefishi Yisrael, the lot of Yisrael bringing Kabonis, the Nefishi Kabonis, Avdinen Meshmeira Harishoina. Truma Sedeshin was done at the end of Rishoina, Kiriktani Tama, as we learned in the Mishnah, Lohoisa Kriya Sagever Magas, the Kriya Sagever didn't come, at Shehoisa Azora Malei Yisrael. So the two ways of explaining this Gemara, the Rishonim give us two ways of explaining why in a regular Yontif we try to do it this early. One reason, very simple reason, the Kohanim need room to work. The Yisraelim used to come to the Azara to bring their Kabbonis, and everybody came early to bring their Kabbonis. The Azara got full of people, and the Kohanim couldn't walk around. So they especially did the Avoid of Truma Sedeshin early in the evening, before the Azara was full of people, that they simply could be able to move around. That's one pshat. Another pshat is besides the Avoida of Truma Sedeshin, which is taking that fistful or shovelful of deshin and putting it on that spot next to the Mizbeach, there was a lot of ash on the Mizbeach. The more Kabbonis that were brought, the more ash on the Mizbeach. That was another Avoida of shoveling all of the ash to the Tapuach, to the pile in the middle of the Mizbeach of ash. So on a regular Yontif, where there's so many Kabbonis being brought, and there's a lot of ash that has to be gathered together, that Avoida was only done after the Truma Sedeshin. So they did the Truma Sedeshin earlier, and then they needed a lot of time to do the rest of Avoida, because there were so many Kabbonis. There's an interesting point made by the Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael says that even though we're saying that the Azara was on a Yontif, was full of people at a very early hour, He says the Mishnah Masechet Tamid says that the doors of the Azara were really not opened until after the Karban Tamid was brought. So he says what happened was that all the Yisraelim that we just discussed would come to the Azara, fill up the Azara, then before they actually brought the Karban Tamid, they would close the doors, bring the Karban Tamid, and then afterwards open up the doors of the Azara after the Karban Tamid was brought. So the Mishnah and the Gemara has mentioned a number of times in today's Shir, Kriyas HaGever. Ask the Gemara, my Kriyas HaGever. What does Kriyas HaGever mean? Rav Amar, Kara Gavra. That a person would go and wake up the people. Rav Shila Omer, Kara Tanago. It's when the rooster makes noise, waking up people early in the morning. What is the machloitis based on? I saw a very nice pshat. The Gemara says that you were not allowed to raise chickens in Yerushalayim. So Rav says there were no chickens. So it must be, Kriyas HaGever, must be a person making noise. Rav Shela says, chicken is not allowed to be raised in Yerushalayim wild. But in a chicken coop, they are allowed to be raised. So the chickens available, and they made the noise in the morning. And actually, this Shaila is very relevant to us. We say a Berachas HaShachar every morning. So what is the Taich? What is the meaning of the word Lasechvi? According to Rav, it means the heart. Every person has the intellect to discern, hopefully, what's day and what's night. And the other man says, Sechvi means a chicken. A rooster. Correct. Rav Ikl asked Rav Shela. Rav came to the city where Rav Shela was the Rav. Many times in Shas we find that when a drasha was said by a Rav, there was a meturgeman. There was a dual purpose in the meturgeman. One purpose was that he should translate. The Rabbanim spoke in a language that wasn't understood by most people. So he should translate the drasha, the speech, into a language that people would understand. And the other purpose was that he should speak loudly. They didn't have microphones. So the meturgeman would speak loudly. So Rav came to this city where Rav Shela was the Rav. And I have a Mariel make him loud, Rav Shela. There was no meturgeman available. Come Rav Alei. So Rav took the position. Become a farish. And he explained, my Kriyas HaGever, that means Rav Shela used in his speech the terminology Kriyas HaGever. And he said, Kara Gavra, that a person made an announcement. Amalei Rav Shela. So Rav Shela, not knowing who this person, who is his meturgeman was, said, how do you know that's what Kriyas HaGever mean? V'leim Amar, perhaps it means Karatanago, that the rooster makes the noise. Amalei. So Rav responded to him with the following sentence. Avov L'chari Zemer, a flute which was used in front of very distinguished people. A flute that was used in front of very distinguished people. Legarde loy metablumine. So when it's used in front of weavers, weavers were considered not such a distinguished group. They shouldn't like that music. So he explained himself. When I was by Reb Chiya, or fashion of my Kriyas HaGever, and I explained that what does Kriyas HaGever mean? Kara Gavra, that the person makes the announcement. Rav Chiya was ready to accept that explanation. Va'at, and you, who certainly aren't on the status of Rav Chiya, amritli emakar in the Galangoyla, that you're telling me that it should mean rooster. So if Rav Chiya was ready to explain, accepted that, you should certainly accept it. Amalei. So now Rav Shela understood, who must be this, who is this meturgeman standing in front of him? Mar, Neu Rav. Rav, you must be Rav. She said, Neinach Mar, you should be my meturgeman? You're greater than I am. How could I let that happen? Amalei, so Rav said, people say, Itagritle, if you hire yourself out to work for somebody, puts Amri. Then even comb the wool of animals. I took the job, and whatever I'm supposed to do, I'm supposed to do, and it's, there's no issue of cover here. Ikadamri, others say, Hakamalei. This is what he told him. Ma'al v'kodesh v'loy meridin. That once I took the job, you can only give me a higher job, you can't take me away. We have this concept throughout Shas. And actually, the Shagas Aryeh makes a deek in Rashi. Rashi says, because it's a shayla. When we say ma'al v'kodesh v'loy meridin, so that means, let's say I have one item. So, does that mean I can never use it for another thing? Or does it mean I can't use it for something of a lower kedusha? So he says, look at Rashi. He said, "Gnai hadrasha she'erd ani v'yorkim poksim mena l'goymrei." If in the middle of the drasha, in the middle of this one subject, I go to another subject, it's a gnai. Ma'al b'kodesh v'loy meridin. But if it's another subject altogether, there's no concept of ma'al b'kodesh v'loy meridin. The Mashah has a different explanation of the Gemara. Rav told him like this. I said that what's taich kara gavra, that it means a person. You want to say it means a rooster. A rooster is less than a person. Ma'al b'kodesh. We only could say it's greater. We're not going to make it less than a person. Tani kavasi the Rav. There's a braisa that holds like Rav, that kara gavra means a person. And there's a braisa, tani kavasi Rav Shel, that means a rooster. Tanya Kavasei the Rav. The Braisa says, Gavina Kruz. Gavina was the person in the Beis Hamikdash who used to wake up the Kohanim every morning. Ma'awaymer, what would he say? Im the Kohanim avadaschem, Kohanim should get up to do their avoida, V'liyam aduchanchem, L'viyam should get up to the post to sing. We saw L'mamatchem, we had this many times, the Gemara Masechta Tainis, that just like there were Mishmoiris of Kohanim, there were Mishmoiris of Yisraelim. V'yikoyle Nishma, and his voice was so strong that it was heard Sholish Pesos, around 3 miles. Says the Gemara, Mais of Agrifas HaMelech, there was a story at Agrifas HaMelech, Shahai Babaderech, who was traveling, V'shama Koyle B'Gimel Pesos. His voice, he heard Gavini's voice 3 Pesos away. Shabal Abesa, when he got home, Shigalei Matanis. He sent him gifts for doing such a wonderful job. However, says the Gemara, Vabikein Koyin Gobel M'Shubach M'Meno. The Koyin Gobel was even greater than Gavini. Domamar, the Kva Oma Ana Hashem, there were times when the Kohen Gadol was saying Vidu Yom Kippur, the Nishma Koyle B'Yerichai. His voice was heard all the way to Yerichai, which is much further than 3 Pesos. Tosfos asks that the Gemara says in Masechta Tamid that Gavini's voice also went all the way to Yerichai. So Tosfos answers, by Gavini, it wasn't exactly his voice. It was only an echo. By the Kohen Gadol, it was Mamish's voice that went that far. V'omer Rabbi Babachanam Rabbi Yochanan, Mirushalayim le'Yerichai, your parsi. So which is much further than 3 parsi. And furthermore, V'avgav d'hocha ikacholsha, when did the Kohen Gadol's voice travel? On Yom Kippur, when he's weak from fasting. V'hocha, Gavini, when he makes this announcement every day, lekacholsha, he's not fasting. Furthermore, V'hocha yamama, the Kohen Gadol made his announcement by day, where it's harder, as we will explain in a moment, for the voice to carry, for Hasim Laila. And Gavina made his announcement by night, where the sound carries further. Dom Reb Levi, why does a person's voice sound, why doesn't sound travel as far by day as it does by night? Says the Gemara, Mnei Gilgal Chama, the sun travels, Shemanasa b'kirikia, it plows through the sky, k'cherush hamanasa b'arozim, just like a saw or a plow goes through a tree. V'hai chirga d'yoma. A lot of times if you see a sun shining through a stream, you'll see particles. Those particles, says the Gemara, is from the sun plowing through the sky. And those particles are called loishmei. They're called nothing. V'hayin the kamen nechanetzer. And says the Gemara, that's what it says, a pasuk Daniel, that Nebuchadnezzar said, the kodayara ara, all of the inhabitants of the world, k'loch hashivin, are considered to me like law. So there's an inherent difficulty with this pasuk. Law means nothing. So how can it mean the kodayara ara, all of the inhabitants of the world, kalachasham, are like nothing. You can't compare something to nothing. Rather, what does law mean? Law means these particles. And he's saying that even though, to me, says Nebuchadnezzar, all of the inhabitants of the world are insignificant like these particles in the ray of the sun. Tan Rabbanan, Elmalei Gilgal Chama, if there wasn't the noise of the sound of the sun plowing, Nishma Kol HaMoinish L'Roimi, we would hear the sound of Rome, so powerful is Rome. Elmalei Kol HaMoinish L'Roimi, if not that there was so much noise emanating from Rome, Nishma Kol Gilgal Chama, we would hear the sun plowing through the sky. The Ben Yoyada explains this Gemara. He says like this, Chama is Memches, 48, and Hey. Memches represents the last Pirkei Avos, the Memches, the 48 ways, Shatayra Nitnas Mehem, how a person should learn. Hey represents the Hey Chum Shatayra. Says the Gemara, Imalai Gilgal Chama, if not that Klai Yisrael learned Torah, Nishma Kol HaMoni Shel Rahimi, then the world will be destroyed by the Romans. Limud HaTorah is what keeps the world going. V'malei kol ha'mayne sh'raymi. But if not, that the Romans, if not that we have tzaris, nishma kol gilgal chama, how much more learning could be accomplished. Learning, we aren't able to learn because we have tzaris, because we have galus. But if we'll, Eivishta will help, that we will go out of the galus, we'll have kol gilgal shalchama, we'll have the memchest v'ram sh'tayra niknus b'hem, we'll have the chaychum sh'tayra, kol b'nayich, Lamudei Hashem.